ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ज्ञातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोवस्थां स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वा। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य हरे Panchakura was a time and location. In a bandhu man. Shuti Kesi. Okay. Hare Krishna. Today is a very special day. What's special today? Prabhupada's here from America. Before we start that, we want to congratulate Devi Shakti Mataji for having this international book house. I guess it's an international book house. Your Prabhupada's books in almost every major language. I'm sure Prabhupada is very pleased. I hope we have enough customers to keep the shop busy. So today, this very special day, is the day that Prabhupada sailed from Calcutta to the West. Prabhupada met a spiritual master in 1922. Prabhupada's father, whose name was Gormonde, was a very pious man. Prabhupada said he was a middle-class businessman. Okay, make it a little higher. Then I have to bend. Okay. Prabhupada said he was a business middle class man. But he had great affection to serve sadhus. And Prabhupada said he did not discriminate whether someone was a genuine sadhu or a fake. So Prabhupada had a lot of exposure to sadhu. And he wasn't so impressed by these sadhus. In 1922, Prabhupada had a friend whose name was some Mr. Mukherjee. And that friend of Prabhupada said, I want you to meet a very special sadhu. Prabhupada said, I have met so many sadhus, but I'm not impressed. Any of them. But in Prabhupada's words, Prabhupada said, he virtually dragged me to see Bhakti Siddhartha Ji. And in the very first meeting, Bhakti Siddhartha Ji could see, your hair is that devotee who will be able to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's prediction that the holy name will be heard in every town and village of the world. Prior to Bhakti Siddhanta Ji, Bhakti Siddhanta Ji had sent many sannyasis to the West, but they didn't succeed. But Prabhupada at that point was in the Grihastha Ashram. He was intensively involved in Gandhi's freedom movement. So Prabhupada said, first we should make our country independent. And then we can think of it. But Bhakti Siddhanta explained what is real independence. Real independence is not political independence, but spiritual independence. Independence from the cycle of birth and death. So this thought was planted in Prabhupada's heart. And then Prabhupada was moving around in different cities to establish himself and a family to take care. And in 1932, he met Bhakti Sinanda Ji in Bombay. Bhakti Sinanda Ji had come to install the deities and inaugurate the Gaudiya Math temple. And the Gaudiya Math sannyasis took Prabhupada with them to meet Bhakti Sinanda Ji. Of course, Prabhupada had met him earlier too. And they said, Rabbi Chandra has done so much seva in getting this temple started that you should make him the president of the local branch. And Bhakti Sinanda Ji said, no, let him continue the way he is, and at the appropriate time, he will do the needful. In 1936, 2 weeks before Bhakti Sinanda Ji departed, Prabhupada had written to him a letter saying that, you have so many sannyasi disciples who are rendering such valuable service to you. I am not able to do much. So what is your instruction for me? And Bhakti Sinanda Ji responded by repeating the instruction he gave in 1922. So take this message to the Western world. So this was planted in Prabhupada's heart, and he continued to pursue, and eventually he took vanaprastha and then later on sannyas. After he took vanaprastha, he was still traveling in India. He established the League of Devotees. Recently we celebrated the anniversary of the inauguration of ISKCON. And the 7 purposes that are mentioned in the memorandum were exactly the same that Prabhupada gave to the devotees in Jhansi. And Prabhupada was constantly meditating how to go to America. That was his prime goal. And at that time, India had just recovered from being a British colony, and most of the Indians, for them the first goal in life was to go to England. But Prabhupada wasn't thinking of England. He said, first let's go to America. And he explored different procedures, different routes via Japan, via Europe. And it was a struggle. Prabhupada wanted to get the first canto of the Bhagavatam translated and printed before he took his trip to the West. Prabhupada didn't want to go to America empty-handed. He wanted to take some books which could be used as weapons to preach. So Prabhupada printed 1st canto, part 1, reciting in Radha Dama temple, typing on a broken typewriter. If you ever saw that typewriter, you would throw it away. Typing on a broken typewriter, taking a third-class compartment train from Mathura to Delhi, then going to the printer, buying the paper. Prior to this, Prabhupada had done the translation work, and plus collecting donations to print it. He didn't have the money to print. He was printing with small printers who gave him credit. And so this way Prabhupada printed 1st canto, part 1. And after it was printed, he took the opportunity to present it to important dignitaries like the Prime Minister of India, Radha Krishna, Zakir Hussain, etc. And Prabhupada had to also go and sell it. It was virtually a one-man army. And he sold some to the educational institutions. The American embassy bought 16 sets for the Library of Congress. So Prabhupada had, with great difficulty, done 1st canto, part 1, 2, 3. And after the 3rd one was done, he thought that now He has all the weapons necessary to defeat any argument. Prabhupada had great faith in the Bhagavatam. He had published a pamphlet in which the Bhagavatam was glorified. It was my mission, isn't it? My mission. And he had, Prabhupada's dream at that time was, there were 60 volume Bhagavatam set. So Prabhupada got a brochure printed. But now the question was, how to travel? Plane travel was very expensive by economic standards of those at that time. And he approached many people and said, no, it's too expensive. I can't do it. And then many sadhus said, sadhus should not go abroad. They were traditional Hindus. Anyway, Prabhupada was determined. So Prabhupada's search for support took him to Mrs. Maharaji. Prior to this, Mrs. Maharaji was a pious lady who resided, by coincidence, very near the Hare Krishna temple in Juhu. Her house was just 2 blocks away. And when Prabhupada would go to see her, he would often pass by the Hare Krishna land, which was at that time a jungle. And Prabhupada at that time didn't have money to live, money to eat, but still he meditated that if Krishna ever gave him that land, he would build a temple for him. That was his desire and prediction. So Srimati Maharaji had helped Prabhupada print the first Kendra Part 3. When Prabhupada had gone to her office, and the secretary said, she's too busy. She doesn't have time. And Prabhupada said, okay, I'll just sit in the staircase. But she has to eventually go home by the staircase. So Prabhupada sat in the staircase doing japa for 5 hours. And then when she was going home in the evening, her secretary's name was Mr. Choksi. But she asked Choksi, who is this sadhu sitting here? He said, he's the same sadhu you helped print the Bhagavatam, and he wants to see you. So she called Prabhupada home the next day. And Prabhupada told her, I want to go to America to take Lord Chaitanya's message. She said, you're so old at this age. You may have a heart attack. You've never been abroad. Prabhupada had never seen snow before. But Prabhupada persisted. He said, don't worry, you will have to die. And when she saw that Prabhupada was so determined to go, she finally gave in. And she said, okay, I can arrange a berth for you in a cargo ship. What was that cargo ship called? If that Jaladuta was still there, the owners would have become millionaires. They would have broken it and sold a small piece as souvenir. But unfortunately, they smashed it before ISKCON got established. Or maybe after. Because Jaladuta is virtually a household word in ISKCON all over the world. So she said, I'll give you a berth in a cargo ship. And she was a pious lady, so she took with her. She wanted the captain of the ship to be a pious person, and she told him to carry extra vegetables and grains for Prabhupada. Prabhupada had no money. He would walk from the Sindhya colony in Bombay, where he was residing, to the Andheri railway station, walk, not even take the bus. You know why? Well, he didn't have any money. Let's see this example. You know, we devotees in this can't get so spoiled, we can't move a step forward to without having a car. But Prabhupada used to walk to save because he didn't have money. So Mrs. Maharaj, she arranged for Prabhupada's passage. Prabhupada reached Calcutta 2 weeks before he was going to sail. And in the meantime, Prabhupada had completed translating the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. He had with him 200 sets of the first canto that he was taking with him to America for book distribution. So Choksi bought Prabhupada clothes worth 500 rupees. And then Prabhupada arrived in Calcutta 2 weeks before his departure. Prabhupada originally stayed in Calcutta, but now he was returning to Calcutta as a sannyasi. So he didn't want to stay with any of his relatives. And he stayed in a dharamsala. And he was preparing to go to the West. Prabhupada had met one Mr. Bhattacharya in Lucknow. Bhattacharya was a professional singer, and the governor of UP had met Prabhupada at a program in Radha Dama temple. Prabhupada had invited him. And then later in Lucknow, there was a program in the governor's house. He was doing kirtan, and Prabhupada gave the lecture. So when he arrived in Calcutta, he stayed in a dharamsala. He contacted this Mr. Bhattacharya, and according to Bhattacharya's version, they rented a taxi, and they would go to different publishing houses, print like different newspapers, and Prabhupada wanted his departure from India to be a news item. You see. So Prabhupada personally went to the newspapers with Mr. Bhattacharya. All of them were smiling when they met Prabhupada, but none of them published anything. There was only one small Bengali journal that printed Prabhupada's departure. So Prabhupada came to Calcutta. His goal was to get his trip covered. Then he went to Mayapur, offered obeisances to his Guru Maharaj's Samadhi, and then came back to Calcutta. So Prabhupada sailed on the Jaladhuta, and the ship departed at 9 a.m. in the morning. And according to Vrindavan Day's version, he took Prabhupada to the port, and when Prabhupada arrived at the ship harbor, no worker had even arrived. Well, Prabhupada was so anxious to go. He arrived 2 hours before departure, and all the gates, everything was closed. And finally, on August 13, 1965, at 9 a.m., the ship departed. And Prabhupada's books were sent directly to Sri Lanka. So this was Prabhupada's dream, sail to America, which he finally did in 1965. And Pandya and his wife took care of Prabhupada. Next day was Janamashtami, and then Prabhupada Vyas Puja. And Prabhupada took with him a Bengali version of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he read that Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bengali version, on the way. Probably you often hear Prabhupada had 40 rupees with him, isn't it? Yeah. But the story that we have is from Prabhupada's son, that 40 rupees Prabhupada did not take. as he was leaving Calcutta port, his son, Vrindavan Day was there. He came to see him off. Prabhupada said, this money will not be have any utility once I go abroad. You take it. So that in summary is our presentation today. So Prabhupada's dream eventually became true. And we know how Prabhupada went to the West, established Krishna consciousness, which he took every corner of the globe. So Prabhupada came.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Savadandiyam Aradanas Trinandan Daividam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamuja Dilisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Jivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindhubhyascha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
As born in the darkness of ignorance, with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual masters open my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge, therefore I offer up my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So all of us are sitting here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Sri Krishna and Radha, even to this day, are performing their pastimes. And Krishna Balaram, this is Raman Reti, that part of Vrindavan is called Raman Reti, where Krishna Balaram were sporting with the cows and cowherd boys. And in that Raman Reti, a pure devotee saw a plot of land, just like we heard from Maharaj how he saw a plot of land in Juhu. And he said, let there be a temple and devotional service to the Lord. And this is the most beautiful temple. There's temples that are more expensive, but as far as I'm concerned, this is the most beautiful temple in all of Vrindavan. Appeared with this beautiful tamal tree in the courtyard. And we're all sitting in that very temple, in front of the most enchanting deities of Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. On this very auspicious day. And the reason we're sitting here is on this very day, day after Balaram's appearance, Prabhupada boarded the Jaladuta. Actually, the picture that we see in most of the time is not the real, the old Jaladuta was scrapped a long time ago. But there's Jaladuta 1, 2, and 3. Prabhupada went on number 2, but it was been gone for a long time. There's no picture of it. Or maybe there's an old picture, huh? Cindy, the company even has disappeared. And Mrs. Cindy has also disappeared. And the only reason we're sitting in this wonderful place is because Prabhupada got on that boat to go to the West. And following the order of his spiritual master to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language. We can't begin to imagine what this day means. And we can't begin to imagine. Now we can begin to imagine. We've already passed, Prabhupada was 69, we already passed that by 2 years. And we know what, in the beginning it was fun traveling around. But when you're old, it's no fun anymore. It's a big hassle. And Prabhupada never traveled to the West. And we're going by 777 Dreamliners. As Maharaj Sri explained, Prabhupada, he begged passage on a steamship. We can't imagine traveling on a steamship. We travel around the world. Of course, now coronavirus has spoiled all the fun for everybody. Like it's nothing. We travel and, you know, and we get so upset that it's an hour late, the plane's an hour late. Probably, I don't know how long it took. How long did it take? 25 days, almost a month. Huh? Now we can't even spare 25 minutes. Somebody 25 minutes late, we get upset, you know. 25 days take out of your time to go to America. At the age of 69, we can't even begin to imagine. And nobody was even there to receive him. Here the pure devotee of the Lord was taking the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pure message. I'm amazed that somehow Krishna inspired Srimati Murarji to, because sadhus all the time begging for this and that and this and that, so many, how she recognized. How Krishna inspired her to understand that this is a genuine devotee. Who's not going there just, everybody goes to the West just to make money. Prabhupada wasn't going to make money, he was going to make devotees. He was going to give that gift to everybody. So many people had invaded India and taken all the treasures. But they left the most greatest treasure, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam behind. Prabhupada was going like that. Somehow she recognized his genuine desire, gave him. And when we travel, when we get to the place we're going to, there's already so many devotees waiting there. Even sometimes, still even today, I've been places, they meet you at the airport with kirtan. There was no one, even the people who had given him the invitation letter so that he could come, who he was going to stay with. Even they hired some company, traveler's assistant or something like that. Some hired guy came to meet Prabhupada in Boston Harbor or New York, where I can't remember it. The boat stopped to one place and went to another place. Anyway, to take him to Butler, Pennsylvania. The parents, they always work very hard and they make themselves success and they don't wish that their children should suffer the same troubles and struggles that they did. They give the children all facilities. Now wherever we go, it's only Prabhupada's mercy. Somebody's there to pick us up. And we have a nice place to stay and every nice food to eat. Prabhupada didn't even know. He took oatmeal with him because he didn't know if he would get something to eat in America. But for all of us, his children, he's made so much wonderful facility. We're staying here throughout this coronavirus distress. We're hardly distressed. We're staying here with Kaurinitai Krishna Balaram Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar that Prabhupada established, this beautiful temple. We just heard, even Prabhupada, we always heard that Prabhupada took 40 rupees. Maharaj just said he gave that away to his son. We preach the message and people give us donations. This is, I see this always, that Prabhupada, as the father, he doesn't want the children to suffer. So he's making all arrangements. Whatever we get, that is Prabhupada's money. Prabhupada is helping us. We fly around, we go wherever we go, there's someone there. Prabhupada left with nothing, not even 40 rupees that we heard about. And we were totally lost. We can't even begin to imagine where we would be. Sometimes, every morning I walk in the samadhi, and I think, where would I be if Prabhupada had not come and saved us? I don't even want to see in dream where I would be now. I know where I was heading, 180 degrees wrong direction I was traveling. But Prabhupada, out of his unlimited kindness, he took this great trouble at the age of 16. Now we're there, we can understand what trouble it is. Now we can begin to really appreciate what trouble Prabhupada took for us. So that we can all sit here in this Krishna Balaram Mandir, relishing the classes, hearing the wonderful stories of Prabhupada's life. Now we can understand. Now we're beginning to, we can't even begin to imagine. So on this holy day where Prabhupada left to go to America, we can just bow down at his pure lotus feet and pray that with the whatever few years that we have left of our lives, we're all going one by one. Yesterday, we did a few days before, Ramdas Abhirandas, one of the most wonderful painters in ISKCON. Prabhupada was, he was very dear to Prabhupada. His paintings were the windows to the spiritual world. He's left. One devotee I don't think I knew, but Godbrother in Australia, there was a whole thing about how he went to jail so many times in Australia because he used to arrest devotees for Sankirtan. He went to jail so many times. Even he went to jail so many times, they put his picture in the paper. And he left his body. So we have little time left, so we just pray on this holy day to get that the same determination that Srila Prabhupada, we can't imagine. You know, we know where we're going, who's going to, where we're going to stay, what's, everything is all arranged. Prabhupada had no idea what was going to happen. So we can just pray that with whatever few years we have left on this planet, that let us try to push on Srila Prabhupada's movement, and we just pray somehow or other we can continue in Prabhupada's movement even after we leave this body. We'll somehow or other be with Prabhupada to continue his mission. Srila Prabhupada ki!
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pichanini Vishesha Sanjavari Paschaja Desat Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Dinabandhu Prabhus for heartfelt talks. 1965, I was 14 years old. I'm 69. You said you're a couple years. We're all in this situation, like you said. This is when Prabhupada left India. When I was with him, sometimes Prabhupada, he would reminisce about those days before coming to America. He would call you in the room because he would express, he liked to express, it was Mayapur. And my Paramahamsa Swami and myself were with Prabhupada at the time. He rang his bell. He said, come. He said, get Paramahamsa, come back. In his sitting room. And he said, I had a dream. And he was remembering the dream. He said, when I was on the boat, the Jaladuta, he said, in the heart attack. He said, when I had the heart attacks, he said, then I had this dream. And I was on a small rowboat. Yeah, he said, and the 10 incarnations, they were rowing. He said, they were rowing the boat. He said, and he was sitting, lying in the boat. He said, they were rowing me. He said, when I woke up, I knew everything would be okay. He tells one story about the 40 rupees. In this story, he said he came back with the 40 rupees when he first returned to India. And he said because they were useless in America, they would not exchange still to this day. You bring rupees to India, you can't get dollars for it at the exchange station. So he said he brought them back and his first taxi ride was 40 rupees. So he said he went, years later came back and he spent that 40 rupees. He was sitting in his room and he said, when I was a grahasta in Delhi, he said, the winters were so cold. And I always say, Prabhupada always bathed from a bucket. Even in the West, USA, England, shower was there. He bathed from his bucket with the lota. And he said, it was so cold, I would break the ice on the top of the bucket. The water had a layer of ice on the top. He would enjoy telling us, you know, just personally, privately. Didn't put it in his books. But he enjoyed telling his disciples the things he went through, the difficulties he went through. This morning, and as Dinabandhu said, here we have, see, this is the result of Prabhupada going to America. He distributed prasadam, Vrindavan prasadam, to everyone. There's a discussion that's been going on. I got CC'd on it because it was about Prabhupada, milk, dairy. But I was thinking, one of the things Prabhupada did when he came to the West, and of course we know it's Sali Agarwal, where he stayed. He said, when I came to America, he said, I would open the refrigerator so I could prepare something. And there was meat. He said, there was meat in the refrigerator. He said, what to do? This is what he was given. I'll tell you one story, a funny story, in Mayapur again. Prabhupada looked upon those days, I think as we do as well, the austerities. That's where all the ecstasy is. As difficult as it may be, Dinabandhu said, I just did a trip just before lockdown, 2 months, 10 weeks, 15 different temples. And it was difficult, but it was ecstatic. That was read yesterday, huh? Material life, easygoing life, and Krishna consciousness, they don't go side by side. They don't come together. So Prabhupada, he was in Mayapur, GBC meeting, his 12 GBCs, big. And I've told this, two of them were talking. They were from Hawaii. One of them was GBC. The other one wasn't, but he was sannyasi. He was there in the room during the GBC meetings. And one of his very early disciples, Bhakta. One of his early disciples, Bhakti John. Yeah. Yes, Brooklyn. He was very tall, very thin. And he wanted to attend. Things haven't changed much in this kind. He didn't trust the GBC. So he wanted to attend the meetings and see what's going on. And Prabhupada created this society. What is going on in this society? So he wanted to attend the meetings. And I said, you can't. I said, it's just GBC meeting. I really want to sit down and see what's going on. I said, well, I bring sweets, a tray of sweets into the meeting. That's tradition, was started by Srila Prabhupada. If you go to GBC meeting, there's nice trays of hors d'oeuvres are there. That was there when Prabhupada was here. Prasadam. Prabhupada brought prasadam to the West. He brought Krishna to the West in many, many forms. His books. But his secret weapon was the prasadam. And amongst the prasadam, the secret weapon was ghee. He said, transform all the meat eaters by the taste of ghee. So he's in there and these two devotees, they're sitting there talking, a GBC man and sannyasi. Bhakti John went in with the tray, sweets. So now he's sitting down, he distributes the sweets, and the two devotees, they're arguing out loud in this small room, Prabhupada's room. And Hawaii, I say from Hawaii because Hawaii people are very, they speak a little roughly sometimes. So they were speaking, and want to say damn this and hell this and And Prabhupada sitting there on his asana, Bhakti John comes over and sits down, and Prabhupada sees Bhakti John. And he knows he's not GBC or anything, but he looks, he says, I learned that, you know, we would do this, Prabhupada do this, underhanded you call. So he called, and he looks at Bhakti John. He says, Bhakti John. Now this argument's going on. The other GBC members, they're all sitting there. This is Prabhupada's room in Mayapur. So they're all sitting, wondering, what is happening? Now Prabhupada calls him. He looks at Bhakti John. He said, you were there, 26 Second Avenue, right? He said, you were there in the beginning. Bhakti John says, yes, Prabhupada. He said, do you know? He said, 26 Second Avenue. In the front was the storefront, that's the temple. Then you would walk through the back door of the storefront. There was a little central garden area and there were rooms. So Prabhupada's room where he slept was there, his sitting room where he did his work. He said, it's there. So he said, you were there, 26 Second Avenue? Yes, Prabhupada. He said, do you know how much my rent was? 1965? He said, it was $62 a month. And then he looked at him. He said, 62, 26. 62, 26. And all the GBC are sitting there, and they're looking at the two of them, and they're looking at the what is Prabhupada doing? What is he saying? Is he chastising? Is he talking? No one knows what's going on, and Prabhupada's going 26, 62, 26, 62. This personality from the spiritual world, he found joy in everything. Everything he did. Everything connected to Krishna. And for us, always we say, we kept us on our toes. You know, kept us on our toes. I mean, he always kept us busy. Always kept us a little bit off. You never knew. Never knew what was going on. Everyone's thinking he's talking big things. Yeah. Prabhupada was big, but he was so simple, so wonderful. I would say so childlike. This person empowered by such love for Krishna, so much love for Krishna. He came, Dinabandhu said, to bring us here. We're doing it all in reverse. Prabhupada came 69 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, 22 years old. That's what we were. So now we're 69. He took everything, huh? Turned it right side up. Our lives were upside down. As he said, we were all headed a very difficult direction. Do you know one of the first typewriters? You talked about broken typewriter. You know the name of the typewriter? Corona. Prabhupada started way back in the 60s. He was giving us the coronavirus. Huh? He gave us the real virus. Yesterday, we have a closed temple. As he said, these very powerful lords. Yeah, not marble. Balaram said, let's have a party. Yesterday, hundreds of devotees in the temple room, everyone in ecstasy. This is what Prabhupada gave us. Whatever may happen, we're just under Prabhupada's protection. I know already emails are coming in, photographs looking at Dinabandhu last night. Where's your mask? Where's all your masks? people think we're all crazy. And we are. But our ideas become crazy for Krishna. Everyone is crazy. And I'm not even saying what we're doing is a good idea, right? But what can we do? We came here by Prabhupada's arrangement, huh? Look what he did just so we could come to this place. So much difficulty, as he said, alone but never alone. But all that was to show us, just to show us. We're at 9 o'clock here. So every day is a special day. Maharaj Dharmatma called me 5 o'clock this morning to come and say something. Of course, I know nothing about Prabhupada leaving India. I just know he was very eager and said New York was the place to go. He said, my God brothers, they tried Europe, they tried London. I put my sights on New York City, the very heart of America. He went there. So, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna, thank you.